Joan Pratt has been Baltimore's comptroller since 1995, and she's running for a sixth term. As WYPR's Kenneth Burns reports, Pratt is facing her first challenger in 17 years.
Pratt says that her biggest accomplishment over the last 5 years has been getting the Board of Estimates to approve a plan to bring the city government's phone system into the 21st century.
The city has an antiquated telephone system, Centrex, and so we're moving towards implementing voice over IP.
It should be noted that as part of her duties, the Baltimore City Comptroller oversees the phone system through the Communications Services Department. With that said, how antiquated is the city's phone system?
We don't have call forwarding. We don't have caller ID. There's a lot of features that we just don't have.
Pratt says the new system will save the city $25 million over 10 years. But Pratt's challenger, Mike King, says the phone system should not be a pride point. He says Pratt should be using her $17 million budget more wisely.
60% of that is going to the telephone, the municipal telephone exchange, okay? Only 23% of the budget for the Office of the Comptroller is going to the Office of Audits. I think that's ridiculous, honestly.
King, whose background is in financial operations, says if audits were important to Pratt, she'd spend more money on them. He says the comptroller's office should be doing more audits, and Pratt has not been active enough in making sure they happen.
I think that the reason why we're bringing in outside people right now is because of the inaction of the comptroller's office.
But Pratt, who also oversees the Department of Audits as comptroller, says audits are being done. She says the city is required to do several annual audits, including the city's comprehensive annual finance report, which is needed to maintain the city's bond rating, and an audit of the Enoch Pratt Free Library. In addition, voters added mandates for quadrennial audits of 13 city agencies to the city charter in 2012. Pratt says that her office has to perform those audits, and because the department has not been sufficiently funded in the last decade, they have not been able to perform more audits.
When I first came to office, we had 50 auditors. Today, we have 39 auditors, and it's been as low as 29.
She says part of the problem is that the city has not been able to compete when it comes to hiring auditors.
The federal government paid more to their accountants, and the state government paid more. And so it was a challenge in hiring auditors because the city was the lowest.
Pratt says the city is in the process of hiring more auditors at a more competitive salary. Mike King says if elected, he would call for an audit of all 55 city agencies.
My number one priority is audits. That's what I'm going to spend 100% of my time doing, is making sure these audits are getting completed and that they're on an annually scheduled process for those audits.
He also wants to find ways to help communities dealing with vacant properties owned by the city.
Not handing them out to developers or anything like that, or selling them off to developers, but actually working with the communities, going out to the community associations and finding out what's needed in the neighborhoods and then using those properties for that.
Pratt also wants to see the city do something with its vacants. She would like to see developers give back to the communities in addition to develop big ticket projects like Port Covington. Pratt adds if reelected, she would like to do more audits and hopes that her office will get the money in the city budget to do so. I'm Kenneth Burns for 88.1 WYPR.